looking at the kind of impact we've seen over the course of 2020, just how much has the arts sector suffered in regards to, well, its economic participation, I guess you might say?
Well, when the shutdowns occurred in March last year, it was estimated that around 75% of workers in the sector would be losing their jobs. It was the sector most affected by all of the shutdowns. And also, if you think about many people who work in the arts, some of them also work in hospitality. So they subsidise their artwork often by working in hospitality. As that sector was also dramatically affected and shut down, they lost all their sources of income, essentially.
The $300 million, whereabouts is this going to go?
Well, the most $125 million of it is going to towards the RISE scheme, which was announced in late June last year. The government put $75 million towards it last year and has added another $125 million in March this year to bring it up to a total of $200 million to be spent by the end of this year. The intent of that scheme is to create jobs, which is essentially the mantra of the government in terms of reviving the economy. So they're putting a lot of money into things like musicals and festivals, which create obviously a lot of jobs. So that's the sort of focus. Some people in the arts are doing very well out of it by this additional money. Generally speaking, over the last few years, the main arts funding body, the Australia Council, has not had any significant increase for the last decade. And so there's been, in fact, over the last 3 or 4 years, 95 companies across the country have been cut, including 30 that were cut last April. So in 2020. So the arts generally have had a major struggle over the last few years, and that was really exacerbated dramatically by the shutdowns in March.
Is it difficult to kind of define the participation of some within the arts sector, given it is, obviously a very difficult field and not necessarily everything in it is defined by the money?
Well, indeed, and I think a lot of people don't realise that they're experiencing arts practice when, say, they listen to music like you've just been playing now, or reading a book or watching something on television. That's all part of the arts. And so when they think about the arts, they might just think about going to an art gallery or going to the opera, and that's only one facet of the arts. It's extremely broad, and it's very labour-intensive in point of fact. So it is a sector that it has many, many people working in it. In fact, I think the estimate was around 193,000 people were employed in the arts and entertainment sector before the shutdowns. And that's a lot more than that are working in sectors like the building industry or coal mining and oil and gas. So it's a very significant sector, but I think for some reason politicians don't seem to really see the value in the sector and are often derisive of people who work in the arts, as opposed to seeing it as something that's incredibly important and significant to the whole economy as well as to the whole society.
So where else in your sort of view do you think funds should be allocated or perhaps diverted?
Well, as you know, over the last year, the government has been putting a massive amount of money into the building industry. Mm. And a research has just come out from the Australia Institute that if the same amount of money was put into the arts and entertainment sector, it would create many more jobs than have been created in the building sector. Twice as many jobs for men and 10 times as many jobs for women.
Mm.
So you can see that it's really interesting that one sector is seen to be valuable, and yet another sector which is actually contributing more to the economy is not given the same respect.
I suspect there might be some philosophical reasons behind that in terms of who's in government right now. Is there any other sort of areas of this one you think that people should be made a little bit more aware of?
Well, I think the other sectors that the other area that the government's very involved in and which really needs additional support by the government is the National Cultural Institutes, which institutes like the library and the gallery and so on in Canberra, but also the ABC and the SBS. All of these are really, really important to the whole society. And if they're not funded properly or treated poorly, then their whole value is diminished dramatically. And we've seen that with the ABC, that the constant cutting of their budget has had a huge impact. And it's just really sad because I think we all value the ABC so enormously. And I think if you did a referendum on the Australian population, you'd get a very different perspective on the ABC than the government would have us believe. So, yeah, it's really kind of sad, actually, that the things that really make a difference are not really valued.
Well, do appreciate your time on this one, Jo. Obviously, it's an ongoing one for the sector itself as we do recover, but do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Sean.